Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
We cover the latest news all day, every weekday. So if you're looking for the freshest headlines, check out our most recent show.
But we also feature longer, in-depth conversations on the latest trends and need-to-know topics. Here's one of them right now. Enjoy. Dave, everybody hates the new Instagram. Well, okay. I'm exaggerating, but at least from what we see on social media.
You log on Instagram and you got to see what they want you to see. What my cousin?
And I love Instagram just as much as the next guy, but I think that it's time that we go back to our roots here and we start sharing photos.
I feel like Instagram has a 1 to 2 year period to recover. And if not, see ya.
Everything came to a head this week when Instagram's top exec posted a video basically saying, "Thems are the breaks." And then just yesterday, the tech publication Platformer reported that same exec plans to roll back some of the changes temporarily because of the criticism.
To be totally clear, this is a big deal. For many years, Facebook and Instagram were the two most popular social networks owned by the same company, mind you. But TikTok has taken that crown.
Yeah, so let's talk about all of this. But first, how did we get here?
So basically, if you've noticed that your Instagram feed is filled with fewer and fewer photos of your friends and more filled with random videos from people you don't follow, you are not imagining things. Mm-hmm. This can be traced back to late 2020 when Instagram released Reels, which is that endless scrolling list of recommended videos from people you do not follow. And yes, it is nearly identical to TikTok.
Which, fair enough. I mean, Meta, which owns Instagram, has a history of being somewhat of a copycat whenever another big social platform like Snapchat takes off. But the problem is that Reels have gone from being in their own little tab to being prominently featured in the feed.
People feel like almost the entire ethos of the platform is changing.
That's Connor Perrette. He's a digital culture reporter here at Insider.
It appears at least to be driving a certain number of people against the platform, but Instagram seems to say that, hey, this is what we think people want.
To throw some salt in the wound, Instagram is also testing an entirely new look for the app. That means that a small group of users are now seeing full screen videos, and you have to scroll through each one by one.
So this one influencer, Matt Bouchel, pretty much encapsulates how users are feeling about these changes.
You get on Instagram and immediately Instagram slaps you in the face and you're like, "Why'd you do that?" And they're like, "You will never see your family and friends ever again." And you're like, "Why? That's all I want to do." And they're like, "Well, you can on one condition." And you're like, "I'll do anything, Instagram." And they're like, "You need to watch 1,000 clips of stand-up comedy from people you do not follow."
Also, this famous photographer made a change.org petition. It's called Make Instagram Instagram Again, and it already has over 300,000 signatures. It even has support from the Kardashians. Here's Connor again.
It feels like the platform is fundamentally changing to a lot of people, and a lot of people just feel like they don't have control over their Instagram, which I think is a source for everyone's frustration, from the celebrities to meme pages to just average users who aren't loving these changes.
So all of this brings us back to the news this week when the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, responded to people's frustrations in, of course, a video.
There's a lot going on Instagram right now. We're experimenting with a number of different changes to the app. And so we're hearing a lot of concerns from all of you. That said, I need to be honest. I do believe that more and more of Instagram is going to become video over time.
He goes on to say that these changes are necessary because social media is moving toward video and that there's evidence of that. According to Mosseri, no one posts photos to their feed anymore. Instead, users are sharing photos on their stories or via DM. But Connor calls BS.
So it's like a chicken and the egg situation, right? Do people want more videos? Are engagement for videos higher because that's what Instagram itself is prioritizing?
And again, yesterday, Mosseri said Instagram is backtracking a bit. So, for example, that new full screen look is reportedly being phased out in the coming weeks. And the company plans to limit the number of recommended videos in your feed. But, Mosseri also told Platformer this retreat is not permanent. So, just to be safe, we have some quick tips to help you keep your Instagram as traditional as possible.
So to curate your feed to only show your friends, you can favorite their profiles and then modify your feed so it only shows your favorites. So it's a couple of extra steps, but it does work. And then in the settings, you can also turn off videos from anyone that you don't follow, but that only lasts for 30 days and then you have to turn that feature off again. So that loophole probably won't last long. but, you know, something.
In other words, enjoy the Instagram you know and love right now, because we have no idea what it'll be or look like in the coming months as the TikTokification of social media continues. Or we can all just download Be Real.
Yes. Join Be Real.
Gen Z, let us be your friends. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.